This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here on a fantastic Friday?
All right, Joe, if the news couldn't get any worse here for the NBA, Victor Wembanyama, perhaps their best young star, they're going to have to shut him down for the rest of the season. He's got a deep vein thrombosis in his right shoulder, better known as a blood clot.
Saw that yesterday, man.
Absolutely crushing news, man.
I'm guessing you thought of Chris Bosh for a second. I did. Do you think about that? Remember Chris Bosh went through that whole thing?
That was the first thing I said to you yesterday when I saw it. Yeah. Really, that definitely came to mind. I got to tell you, this guy has been, you know, I'm into the card stuff, and this guy has been like the hottest memorabilia card guy, like, I've ever seen. I mean, people are going nuts over his stuff for years now. But this is a, it's just a bummer for everyone.
I think he's great for the game. I think he's really good.
I hope this isn't a long-term thing.
We haven't even started to touch.
It's probably not, but.
Well, let's stay positive that he's going to be okay.
We're always positive here. That's what we do.
Well, we're not. Sometimes we get a little Debbie Downer, especially when, you know, occasion we're hung over or not feeling great. Anyway,
I'll kiss my ass, bro. I went out to dinner last night. Yeah, you want to go on me? You do this once a week. Screw
you. No, I don't, man. I've done it too. Sometimes you're working and you're hurting a little bit.
Well, you didn't even know until I just told you, so at least I hit
it
well.
Something was wrong. I could tell.
What do you think? I was pouting? Is that what you say? Something was wrong. By the way, it's whatever. Anyway.
Did you really puke before you came in today?
No. Who said that? Who said that? Shut up, dude. I'm not a wine guy.
You dance all night, you got to pay the fiddler, man. That's what they used to say. You dance all night, somebody got to pay the fiddler. All right, go ahead.
All right, whatever. Anyway, study shows here, Joe, that Americans wagered almost $150 billion on sports betting in 2024. That's a good number there for
you two are looking at each other. Look at you two.
Big fan of that.
Yes, you are. You and all the buddies.
I do like that. By the way, almost a 25% rise in wagers placed in 2024, with the vast majority happening online.
Well, the leagues appreciate it because you're helping. Leagues appreciate it. We're trying to police it, but we really appreciate the cap's going up because of you guys.
Because
thank
of gambling.
You.
Great.
Cap has gone up. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Bobby Portis Jr. from the Bucks has violated the NBA drug policy, suspended 25 games. This was an interesting excuse here.
What'd he come up with?
Essentially,
not the Mexican meat thing.
Kind of. So Toradol is an approved pain medication that he's used previously. The teams and players use for pain inflammation at times. His agent said that Tramadol, however, is not an approved pain medication and was recently added to the banned substance list this spring.
Yeah.
He said that he consumed the drug unintentionally as he thought he was taking Toradol. I read this as like he just misread, someone misread the bottle.
No. So let me just tell you something. This is weak, and I'm going to tell you why this is weak. You take any of those shots, you take them with the team doctor or team trainer. That's who you take with. If you start doing stuff on the outside, you're on your own. And every one of those teams tell you that. Like, look it. You want to take something that you think's going to help you because your buddy, who's a health nut, told you it works for him, and you take it and you don't check with us first, and your ass gets banned or suspended, don't blame anybody. Don't come out with that why me stuff, man.
It says the statement out of Portis was using the anti-inflammatory to deal with an elbow injury he suffered in a fall and was given the medication by one of his assistants.
One of his assistants? Maybe I'll stop with your assistants and use the assistants with the team.
How the hell does Bobby Portis have assistants?
Everybody got...
What on earth, man?
Everybody got security guys. Everybody's got guys... Do me guys. Do all your stuff for you guys.
Do me guys?
You know what I mean? They do everything for them. Okay. That's what I meant. Not do them.
Okay.
Not sexually, jerky.
I didn't
That's
say
how
that.
You took it.
Bobby Portis has made, is that $646
million?
$65 million in his career.
He hadn't made
he's
that.
He's got an assistant.
Yeah. What, everybody's making a lot of money?
I thought that was a pretty incredible excuse.
That wasn't very strong. I literally, like, the teams don't want to, like, hey, we told you. Like, oh, man, I know, but I was just thinking, you know, and this guy took, really? Okay.
That's what happens, right?
Hey, man, if you want to try something, let us know. Yeah. And we'll let you know if you can use it or not. And if not, we'll find something for you.
Shame they didn't buy the Iris misread the label thing. They do sound alike. The two things sound alike. So
yeah. Yeah, you're right. Close.
All right, our final one here, Joe. I told you that we had a Tahoe story for you here.
Yeah, what do you got for the Tahoe?
So Juan Soto, we know, is on the Mets right now. He signed a $1 trillion contract to play over there.
Yeah, he's not one of the guys complaining about the money right now in baseball.
He's going to be all right. There is one guy apparently on the Mets who does not make that kind of money. Brett Beatty is the guy's name, young kid over there. And he was driving recently, Joe, a 2016 Toyota 4Runner with 150,000 miles on it. So he showed up to in spring training here.
Just trying to survive and make it on the big team.
Now, he was nice enough to give up his number 22 to Juan Soto. Wow. Smart move, because Soto showed up at spring training with a $92,000 tricked out Chevy Tahoe that said, thanks for the number 22 written on the back. How's that for a gift?
I got to tell you, man, that's pretty cool, because honestly, the team could have just told the guy, listen, man, it's all about seniority and importance.
And he's giving up the number anyway, yeah.
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 So, but that was
nice,
cool.
It's a nice story.
No, it's a great story what
it's
he did.
With a nice
that tells
story.
You a lot of that. That's nice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
That's great. That is a good story, Woody. I mean, I'm not...
By the way, someone said it's a pill, Joe. People are saying it's a pill, not a shot.
Doesn't matter what it is, man.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It doesn't matter. Like, anything
you
take...
You misread the bottle. It is what it is.
Anything you take from an outsider, those guys are all trained, man. Everybody on that team, they know what you can and can't take. I've heard that discussion over and over again. Good luck trying to beat those. Good luck trying to win some kind of appeal on that one. That would be that'd be a difficult one.
Said Tahoe's 0.001% of the contract. $765 million he got, by the way.
Yeah, no, he got
jeez.
Boy, the price just kept going up. He got the Mets involved, he got the Yankees involved.
Did I see the Marlins still like have to pay some players, or they're gonna like have a problem?
I think I did hear that they have to find like some guys.
Where are they gonna do? Go to the park? Does Omar have a baseball park?
No, that's just cover corners. He's got the park for in Dade County.
What are they going to do?
Only, by the way, he didn't even say receivers. He just said that we got cover corners all over Dade County. Omar's so involved in all the local parks from Miami Gardens to Liberty City. Yeah, oh, that was boy. A shot. You got poor Omar. He's just trying to get a date, and you took a shot at him.
He's trying. He said he's laying low.
He can't lay low. He can't. He's tried and he can't. Hey, we've got Steve Goldstein going to join us coming up here. Panthers TV voice. We'll talk to him a little bit about everything going on and what we've been talking about. It was a great night. We can talk about all the side stuff all you want, but it was a great night for hockey. That commissioner got to be beating his chest going, man, did we. It was even better than – anytime you put something on and you hope it works, and then you go, damn, this thing's a zillion times better than anything. Anyway, I couldn't believe how good it was last night. It was just fantastic. So a lot of good stuff. Great story. Game could have gone either way in overtime. And then Connor McDavid, of course, has the winner and apparently has told everybody, yeah, I didn't play very well, but I did get that shot in at the end of the game.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.